Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the impact of AI on coding, specifically this concept of vibe coding.
Vibe coding? Sounds groovy. So what's the gist? Is it like coding by just, you know, vibing?
Haha, sort of. It's about using AI to create and edit software simply by giving instructions. Think of it as instructing the computer on the feel you want the software to have. And the AI handles the technicalities.
So no more endless nights staring at a screen filled with cryptic symbols?
That's the idea. The article argues that vibe coding isn't about replacing developers. It's about transforming their roles into something akin to AI architects.
Interesting. So instead of writing code, developers will be guiding the AI.
Exactly. The author, Dainius Kavalunas, head of Hostinger Horizons, makes a compelling case. He points out how AI coding assistants have already evolved from simple autocomplete tools to sophisticated platforms like GitHub Copilot and Cursor. These tools boost productivity by helping developers finish code, detect mistakes, and suggest improvements.
I see. So this vibe coding is just the next step in that evolution?
Precisely. Tools like Hostinger Horizons, Lovable, and Bolt New are now generating entire applications based on user prompts. It's a pretty big leap.
Wow. But if AI is doing the coding, what's left for the humans? Are developers going to become obsolete?
That's the key question. And Kavalunas argues no. He points out that current AI, especially large language models, LLMs, are basically advanced text predictors. They're great at patterns, but they lack true understanding.
Got it. So they can't really think outside the box, or truly understand the nuances of what they're creating.
Right. The article mentions a few key limitations of current AI. It can't innovate on its own, it can make errors or hallucinate, and it needs very clear instructions for complex projects.
So, it's like having a really efficient but somewhat literal-minded junior developer?
A perfect analogy. And that's why human developers are still crucial. They'll guide the AI, test its output, ensure code reliability and security, integrate different AI solutions, and tackle those complex, unique challenges AI can't handle.
I see. So, developers become more like overseers, refining and directing the AI's work.
Exactly. Kavalunas uses the analogy of customer service. AI can handle many routine queries, freeing up human experts for the more complex issues.
That makes sense. This isn't about replacing humans, but augmenting their capabilities.
The article highlights the importance of AI literacy, prompt engineering, code analysis, debugging, and of course, problem solving. Essentially, developers need to become fluent in communicating with and directing AI.
So it's almost like learning a new programming language, the language of AI.
Precisely, and this goes beyond coding too. With the rise of tools like ChatGPT, almost every industry is being touched by AI.
It's a true paradigm shift. It's less about AI versus humans and more about AI with humans.
Couldn't have said it better myself. The future of coding and many other fields is about collaboration. The most successful professionals will be those who can effectively harness the power of AI. End quote. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on this fascinating exploration of the future of coding. Until next time.
Goodbye.